come, my little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
You're so beautiful, you know. It's a shame that you cover up your beauty so. She just smiles and graciously responds reassuringly. This beauty that I have is just one simple part of me. This body that I have, no stranger has the right to see. These are long clothes, the shawl I wear, and show my modesty. Faith is more essential than fashion, wouldn't you agree? This hijab, this mark of piety, is an act of faith, a symbol for all the world to see. A simple cloth to preserve her dignity. So lift the veil from your heart to see the heart of purity.
My butterflies, this year Ramadan, we'll be doing programs from Durban schools. We'll have the children reading us stories, we'll read stories to the little butterflies, and a special guest appearance, inshallah, from our special bird friend. Do you remember who he is? I'm not going to give you any more details, but for now, let's go listen to some of the stories that were prepared by the Durban Butterflies. If you'd like us to be at your school next year, inshallah, then don't forget to send us your details. Call us at the station. I'd love to hear from you.
Really not for me. You call it freedom, and I call it anarchy. This hijab, this mark of piety, is an act of faith, a symbol for all the world to see. A simple cloth to protect her dignity. So lift the veil from your heart to seek the heart of purity. So lift the veil from your heart and seek the heart of purity. This hijab.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Mahdia.
And how old are you, Mahdia?
8.
8 years old, mashallah. To those listening, Mahdia goes to Al Falah College in Durban. Now tell me, Mahdia, what do you do for fun on weekends?
I play with my cousins.
You play with your cousins, alhamdulillah. And do you teach them about the goodness of Allah and all the amazing things around us? You do, that's good. And what's the name of your story?
Helping the needy. Muslims are not selfish people who only care for themselves. They give charity to the poor and help those in need. They find happiness in helping someone in difficulty and always show care for the sick, aged and the poor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah will not show mercy to him who does not show mercy to others. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Mahdia Hussain, and today I will be telling you a story about helping the needy. The mysterious helper. In the city of Medina, there lived a poor, blind woman. She had no one to take care of her. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to fetch her water, sweep the floors, and milk her goat. During the time when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was Khalifa, there was a change. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu would find that when he arrived at the house of the blind woman, the work he used to do was already done. One day, he decided to go earlier than usual, hide himself, and see who the mysterious helper was. And who do you think this mysterious helper was? It was none other than the Khalifa himself. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu believed that the Khalifa was not the ruler of the Muslims, but rather their servant. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, what an amazing story. I know I learned a lot from it. What did you learn from the story, Mahdiya?
I learned that you must always help the needy.
You must always help the needy, especially in the month of Ramadan, because there your rewards will be doubled and tripled even. Isn't it?
Yes.
MashaAllah.
Smile with your mother, smile with your father, smile with your brother, smile with your sister. Smile all the time, 'cause Allah is kind. Smile. If at times you feel you wanna cry, and life seems such a trial, above the clouds there is a bright blue sky. So make your tears a smile as you travel on life's ways, with its many ups and downs. Remember, it's quite true to say, one smile is worth a dozen frowns. Among the world's expensive things, a smile is very cheap. And when you give a smile away, you get one back to keep. Sadness comes at times to all, happiness hides away. But sometimes a few tears must fall to bring your joy out again. Smile with your mother, smile with your father, smile with your brother, smile with your sister. Smile all the time, 'cause Allah is kind. Smile. So life is just like that. If you smile, everyone will smile. A smile at you is a smile at me. So open your heart in joy. Smile when you wake up in the morning, and just before you sleep. So smile with me and you'll be free. So smile a little every day. Among the world's expensive.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Lutfia.
Lutfia, how old are you?
8.
And what grade are you in?
Grade 3.
MashaAllah, which school do you go to?
Al-Falah College.
Okay, and tell me, did you fast last year?
Yes.
You did. How many did you keep?
All.
All, mashallah. And this year?
I'm going to keep all.
Inshallah. What's the name of your story?
Eggs, eggs, warm eggs.
Okay, go ahead.
Eggs, eggs, warm eggs. It was already 10 at night when Ahmed's father had completed his supper. He had returned home late from the office that icy winter night, and Ahmed had waited up for him. Seeing Ahmed sitting quietly by himself, his father asked what the matter was. "Please buy me a bicycle, Dad," Shahid's father. "Just bought him a new bicycle," Ahmed pleaded. After washing his hands, Ahmed's father sat down with him and said, "Dear son, Shahid is 6 years older than you, and he needs a bicycle because his school is far. You are much younger and do not need a bicycle because your school is nearby. If you have a bicycle, you will just end up riding in the streets, and you know how fast the motorbikes and cars travel on the streets. Then, I also do not have enough money just yet to buy you a bicycle. Do try to be content." "What is content, father?" Ahmed asked. His father explained, "To be content means that you may do with what you have and do not run after the things you desire to have. It means that you are grateful for what Allah gives you, because so many people do not have what you have. Just then they heard a boy screaming, "Eggs, eggs, warm eggs." They went outside to see who it was and saw a boy, Ahmed's age, that was carrying a basket full of freshly boiled eggs. Ahmed's father bought 3 boiled eggs and they came inside to eat them. "Why does that boy sell eggs, father?" Ahmed asked as they ate. "They are poor people," Ahmed's father said. "Everyone does not have the same amount of money, although that boy also needs to attend school and live in a decent house. They cannot afford it. Why, he is in necessities. You want luxuries. Remember that desires are like butterflies. When you manage to catch one, you see another more beautiful one, and then want that one. When you get that one, then you want the third one. It then carries on like this forever. As people run after butterflies, they fly away even further." Ahmed understood part of what his father said and did not understand some other parts. However, he realized that he needed to cover his desires with a blanket of contentment. Whenever his desires stirred, if this became too difficult for him, sometimes because he was so young, he then thought of the boy shouting, "Eggs, eggs, warm eggs." This would then bring him back to his senses and would make it easy to cover his desires with a blanket of contentment.
MashaAllah, and we must all remember to be content. Did you remember to be content after reading the story?
Yes.
You did, alhamdulillah. And did you thank Allah for all the blessings He's given you?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Let's go for a quick break.
This is my life, I live for you. breath I owe just to you.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.